So here's the deal. God's good. Everybody said amen and we're done. No, not quite. But the Lord said to me this morning something about knowing and waiting. The difference between waiting and knowing, or waiting while you're knowing. You know that there are people that are just waiting for the Lord to come back. And those people that are just waiting for the Lord to come back sometimes aren't people that you even want to be around. Because nothing's good until he gets back. It's just all based on that. So then every time there's something that somebody tells us when he's coming, then now they got to focus. And man, they are strong then, but they're strong in that one thing, when he's coming. And so everybody that is focused on that thoroughly enjoys it. But people that aren't caught up in focusing on that get a little tired of it. Because those people know that Jesus said, nobody knows when he's coming. And you can suggest to them that Jesus said nobody knows when they're coming, and they'll say, yeah, but the Bible says we can figure it out. Doesn't say we can figure it out. And so that kind of waiting, you know, when you just aren't sure, is just, you know, that's spiritually, okay, physically. In the physical sense of things, if you're confident in something, the waiting is not a problem, is it? No. I mean, you know, you're confident. If you're waiting for somebody to come to visit, you know, you don't... You aren't all wrapped up as a bundle of nerves. It's like they're coming today. Now somebody might say, well, what time were they going to get here? And somebody else might respond, they didn't say. Okay, they'll get here. Now, throw in a snowstorm, and then the waiting might be easy until the time they were supposed to show up, but 2 minutes later, it's like they should have been here by now. I remember when Forrest and Shiloh were driving into a storm, you know, we were tracking them. And Shiloh was tracking them. She was looking at Google Maps, and she was watching it, and they were driving by Google Maps because they couldn't see, and so she would say, okay, we're coming to a curve. And so then Forrest would roll down his window and stick his head out the window to see a little bit better, and they were making it. And I guess I was sort of fortunate at that time. I wasn't feeling well enough to really be too concerned. Because they would make it, but it is funny when your daughter says, here's what we're driving by. And so we waited to hear, and finally discovered from them that they were fine. They had food, they had water, they had plenty of gas, and they were stalled. But nobody was going to run into them because everybody else was stalled too. And so then we could wait without much trouble, knowing that eventually they would get out. And once they got out, then we could wait to hear what they did, and then we could wait until they got home, and it was like, you know, they're going to get there. It's okay. It's daylight. You know, I mean, there was a confident waiting. But part of our confidence, in fact, all of our confidence should come from the Lord. We wait upon the Lord. We know we can trust God. And so then if we know, then we can apply what we know to those things that we don't know about, and be confident in the one that we know. So here we are, we're still in the midst of the news telling us we're in a pandemic. We don't know for sure. You know, I mean, some people are saying it'll never end because this one's here to stay. And so there's some people that are just afraid it's never going to end. It's just not going to end. And so some people believe that so much they aren't leaving their homes. And then some people are sick and tired of not leaving their homes. And getting tired. I mean, I got to tell you that yesterday I had this thought as I listened to the CDC has said this, and this has said this, and these have said this, and all this. And I thought, when I was in Russia, we would watch the news. And even in Russian, the tone sounds the same. Because we got to go by this. And I just sort of started not wanting to go by that. I mean, because it sounds like a trial run for socialism. It sounds like we can get this done, then we can declare Mondays as nobody goes out on Monday. You understand what I'm saying? And they are using what people don't know to trap them in fear. But we know God. And so we know that we'll either survive or we'll thrive like we've never thrived before. But we know. We just do. You see that difference in the knowing and the waiting. Simeon, the Lord told him he would not die until he saw the Savior. And he believed God. You know? We don't know. You know, we don't know. Maybe sometimes he talked to God and he said, "Have you noticed how old I'm getting?" You know, whatever the case might be. But when the Holy Spirit told him to go to the temple, he stepped in and he knew that this was the Savior. And he said, now I can die. I've seen my Savior. This is when he was still a baby. You know, sometimes in our walk with God, we get baby glimpses of Jesus. Do you know? Little things. We don't all see amputated limbs grow back, do we? We don't all see people raised from the dead, but maybe we experience a headache going away. Today I was. I think I was at Mom's and I bounced up from the table to go get something out of the microwave for her and I hit the wall. And when I hit the wall, my back just went. I said, "Whoa, I think I just aligned my back." You know? I mean, must be. The Lord is good. Other people might have heard their back crack and called 911. Do you know? It's a way that we perceive. But the thing is that we believe God. And Paul said that I might know him. There was a big no, big thing in the know, in the knowing him. In Philippians 3:20-21 in the Amplified Version says, "But we are citizens of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is in heaven." We're citizens of heaven. "And from our waiting place, or from it also, we earnestly and patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior." We patiently await. And we who know him know that we can patiently await for his appearing now in this lifetime. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how, even when I don't see it, he's working. I'm not going to throw, man, can you imagine what it's like for people that every time they get on a plane, if they get on a plane, all they can think about is this might be the time it crashes? I mean, there's people right now in the midst of this threat of a virus that are in fear that this might be the time they go out and get it. Somebody yesterday was saying, I don't know, we just keep getting more cases in South Dakota. You know, for goodness sakes, one of the teachers told me before this all started that every child in the elementary had the flu. It was just zooming through. And whether everyone did or not, I don't know, but it might seem like it. Victoria Jane, Princess Victoria, back into daycare. And somebody in the daycare has the flu. Here's more information than you want to know, but Vicky sends me the updates because the updates come to her. She forwards them to me. The update for her, I think it was on Friday, that kept saying, runny BM, runny BM, runny BM, runny BM. I said, well, looks like it's through, you know. I mean, they give you a lot of information. They tell you what's going on. And it's like, let's see. Flu in the place? Maybe so. What would it be like, though, if you were so afraid? You said, oh, God, my granddaughter's going to die. She's 1,000 miles away, and we're going to be able to see her. Honey, load up the car. We got to go down and see her one last time. Are you kidding me? Not me. She's made me sick once. That's all that's going to happen. I must have 1,000 videos of her from birth to now that I can look at any time that I want to. Maybe not 1,000, but it could be, you know. I love that kid, but I can't even get through all the pictures that get posted. I can't even watch the whole videos. I mean, because, anyway, praise the Lord. And so all of those things that kind of can be a frustration, if we let them be a frustration, can be a peace when we know. When we know. You know, LaVon's praise report last week that somebody had that she's going to be published. And, you know, the enemy can make us worry, can make us fret. And we can go with what we know, and we can also fret until we get the confirmation of what we knew. But every time that something is completed, we can add that to our knowing. In this, too, we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Verse 21 says, we wait for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. 21 says, who will transform and fashion anew the body of our humiliation to conform it to be like the body of his glory and majesty by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself. He can handle it. Doesn't matter what it is, he can handle it. When we know that he can handle it, and we know it enough to hand it to him, now then we can be like Simeon and says, well, I've seen him. You see, we need to dwell on his appearing, not in his return, but on his appearing. Upon the confidence that we have that when we pray, we know. I mean, to be honest, we're fortunate that the biggest thing that we've ever faced is a pandemic. We are. Some people want to compare this to, I don't know, they want to make it a bigger deal than it is. The pandemic has done its best to put a cloud over Memorial Day, to bypass it. But it's not being bypassed, because people aren't going to let it be bypassed. Because if we can let it be bypassed, then we are deceived beyond any deception we want to be a part of. Because we stand for what's right. Because of he who lives in us, he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And so we know. We know that we know that we know. We don't have to wait to see, because we know. And since we know, then we can wait patiently. We don't have to wait in fear. We don't have to wait in confusion. We can have this confidence. We can have this confidence. Have you driven through a snowstorm? Is it easier to put your trust in the Lord or drive down the road going, we're going to die. We're going to die. We're just going to die. This is the time we're going to die. Statistically, most people who die in car accidents die within 10 miles of home. So when you're 12 miles from home and the enemy brings up the thing, now you better look out. I have ridden the motorcycle and I have driven the car looking forward to the moment that I got to my destination, because it had been long. When Vicki and I were coming back from riding the Bear Tooth, and we were trying to beat the rain getting into Rapid City, so we were going, and then it started raining. Vicki didn't like the rain. And I know that the thing on her mind about not liking the rain was thunderstorms and rain. We do. Ever since we rode through the thunderstorm in the hills, we watch clouds really close and don't trust them. And don't trust Google Maps. And don't trust Weather Watch. We're watching because we don't want to be in that again. But that doesn't cause me to leave a motorcycle parked in the garage and say, honey, we better not go. Because this is Sunday and they said it could rain Wednesday. And what if we want to come home Wednesday? I mean, we better not. Well, we better. We'll be okay. And a lot of that being okay is knowing God. You see, the answer to all things is knowing God. And then knowing that those who wait upon the Lord, he'll renew their strength. If I'm weak, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And they will mount up with wings as eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Because we know the plans that he has for us, and his plans for us are for good. You see, we've got to remember to fight the unknown with what we know. Because otherwise, we're just waiting, and let's be honest, we don't like waiting. Nobody likes waiting until we learn to wait on the Lord. Isn't that true? And knowing that the one who is for us is greater than the one that is against. I mean, really knowing it, you know. Sometimes the scripture will come to my mind and I will speak a word to a situation, and not give a lot of thought to it. Now, the word of God is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces the spirit, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. I mean, it does its thing, but sometimes I remind myself I need to think about what I just said, because, whoa, it's a powerful thing. Because, see, when we speak the word, if the word doesn't have the effect on us that the word says that it does, then what we have done is we have just said. But the Gospels tell us we believe, so we speak. And so I guess what I'm saying is, let's not let it just become a habit. Let it have its full effect in us. Because the Holy Spirit brings it up in us and we speak it. And when we speak it, do you know what a miracle that is? Do you know how amazing that is? That the Spirit of God brings up exactly what we need. It comes to our mind. Now, knowing enables us to speak it before we see it. But if we're waiting to see before we speak, then we're not realizing or knowing that it was the Holy Spirit that brought that up. And so when the Spirit brings it up, that's a hallelujah. It's a hallelujah. And so then we agree with what the Spirit brings up. And once we agree with what the Spirit brings up, it reminds us what we know. And so then what we know settles it. It settles it. It settles it. Paul said, we are citizens in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for our Savior Jesus. We're citizens. Our citizenship is heaven. It's not, oh, tra-la-la. It's like, that's my citizenship. It's where I belong. I wait from where I belong. So when we go on a trip, we're confident that we'll arrive. And so we speak. And so we can say when we get on an airplane and somebody says something, we can say, don't worry, this plane will be there. I'm on it. Because I know God will take care of me. And if I'm that same plane trip, the plane starts to go down and that person looks at me, I thought you said we'd get there. Well, I know I'll be okay. Let me tell you how you can be okay. Because we know in who we believe. And so then that, we're sort of waiting on something that we already have. I know that I have a dollar in my pocket. I know that I do. And I'm not waiting on it to appear. I know that it's there. I absolutely know that it's there. And I'm not going to wait until it comes out of my pocket to spend it. I can decide to spend it right now. I got it. I'm trying to think. I might have to add to it to get an ice cream cone. But we've got it. You see, we can know what we know. and we've got far more than what we have in our pockets, we know that we have the Lord. And so we have that confidence. And so we don't just sit around waiting. We don't wait anxiously. We don't wait nervously. We don't wait doubting. We don't wait on anything. We know, and so because we know what we know, when we're waiting, we're confident. Does that make sense? That makes sense, you see? Because if you're just waiting and you don't have any confidence, you're waiting on the unknown, and nobody likes the unknown very much, do we? We don't like the unknown in the easy stuff. Why else do we wonder what those people were thinking that did that? As I go back and forth, the moms, there's somebody that moved into the little house of Sam's folks, and that guy, I saw him, I drove by one time, and I saw him putting together a grill. I thought, whoa, man, I'm glad mine came in one piece. But the next time I went up there, the grill was together, and it was smoking. And so I figured he was cooking. So I wave, I smell that charcoal, you know. Since I don't use charcoal, I use gas, I don't get to smell that. I kind of like that charcoal. And I waved on the way back, and I waved on the way there, and I waved on the way back, and you know. And this morning, I drove up to Mom's, and that thing was smoking. And so on the way back, I said, did you cook all night? He said, no, I just got the grill and I had to season it. So yesterday I was just seasoning it. Today I'm cooking. I'm going to stop and talk to that man. He spent all day seasoning that. Watching it in it and seasoning it. I saw him one time when he was checking the grill. He had a glove on. Even with a glove on, he was shaking his hand. Boy, he seasoned it good. I don't know anything about seasoning grills. I just throw stuff on them, and I cook on them. Little did I know that it took a 3 times cooking on my pellet grill before it was ready to cook. All that food I ate without being ready. Do you know that there's a certain amount of things that the Lord just covers? And afterwards, we realized what he covered. And we found out something new. That's part of walking in this walk with God, that we're always finding out new and wonderful things. That's why we worship together. That's why we worship. Because in worship, we open up our spirit and our heart and our mind, and we hear and learn things that we didn't have before. Or we get a confirmation of something. We get an encouragement for something. We don't know why, but we just feel like God did something. And when we just feel like God did something, we know something that we didn't know. And that prepares us for the next time that we're waiting, and reminds us that those who wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. So we're waiting with everybody else. It's just that we know. And it's so important that we know. It's so important that we remind ourselves what we know. It's so important that we remind one another what we know, that we encourage one another in our most holy faith. It's so important that we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's so important that we let ourselves know about the goodness of God. All my life, you've been faithful. All our lives, he's been faithful. We lived long enough to get saved because he was faithful even when we're not. Even when we're not. And so, we may walk this earth, but we're citizens of heaven. That makes us different. And so, no matter what, we know that it's different with Jesus. And so, Lord, we confidently wait upon you in everything. We're no longer slaves to fear. We're children of God. We're surrounded by the love of our Father. We've been delivered from our bondage. All these things and more we have in the wonderful name of Jesus. And so we pray your blessing, and we give our thanks for the strength that you gave those who fought so for this country down, those who gave their all, those who served. We're just so grateful to you, Lord, because you do all good things. Thank you. May the blessing of the Lord be upon each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.